Hi there, this is John Paola. Thank you for joining me on today's broadcast of Startup Nation World. Today's episode is about Biafra and sovereignty. We'll be talking about different clusters of people or tribe within Nigeria, rather. So, Biafra is an acronym for Biafrans. So, basically, the time in Nigeria's history where there was a civil war because a part of Nigeria wanted to succeed or gain their own independence from Nigeria. And the amazing part about this is that it was a wrong call, but people always have reasons to justify moves in history. If you date back to the beginning of governance in Nigeria, all tribes had equal stake. There was no tribal sentiment aside from the fact that regional government or regional politics was happening. The amazing part about this is this. At that time, one of the mistakes that were made was the coups that were seen to be orchestrated by those of the Igbo tribe. In the beginning of Nigeria, the first president was an Igbo man, and followed by a series of military coups. I think the second one involved an Igbo man. So it's quite important that we all understand something very, very important. At that time, every single top leader in the north were eliminated, and none of the easterners were eliminated. This led to an historic tribal war, which is very much unspoken for generations to come. You know, at every northern state, they deliberately ensure that this land span of anyone from the east is within a specific geography, so they can contain probably SSAs or anything that contradicts with the host community rights and build and culture. So every part of Nigeria is, there's no part of Nigeria that is more Nigerian than another part. There's nobody that is more Nigerian than another Nigerian. All Nigerians have the right to lead their nation. All Nigerians have the right to profound solutions at every sphere, whether in business, whether in politics, whether in government, whichever case it is. The most important fact about this issue is that for so long, I'm of the opinion that the Igbos have always been the orchestrators of their doom, or some of the Igbos, because in the early 1960s, most of the top leadership roles were Southeasterners, even some notable South officers. I think the Minister of Finance then, Okoto Ebo, too, was a major role player at that time. You know, it should be kind to the fact that every tribe have a right to be defensive against any tribe that chooses to poke them or chooses to continuously abuse the host community rights. I was privileged to migrate to the east at the very age of 2 years old or so. Just like yesterday, I moved with my parents. We were there for 5 years. I can still remember my experiences there. I schooled in the GRA area, and So I enjoyed most of the Igbo culture. I had Igbo friends, you know, despite the fact that I was accepted in the scope of school, I joined the Atiligu dancers and all of that. My mother had her own fair challenges doing business because she was a Yoruba woman. She wasn't given access to, you know, some markets because she was a Yoruba woman. And even the one that she got close to the house, there were sentiments as to who will patronize her. So why I'm doing this broadcast is to address an urgent issue before it gets out of hand. You know, everyone who seeks equity must come to the table with clean hands. If those who are choosing to identify with Biafra don't realize that they are setting their region backward, you know, they would have easily had a president, because people pushed for them based on sentiment and all of that. And contrary to the belief that people have always said that the Igbos are the most marginalized sect, is a big lie. No, the major role players in Nigerian history or Nigerian politics, the South-South had minimum role players in history of Nigeria. Minimum. So, if a good luck, a Billy Jonathan could become a president, and they not voted for him, then really, I think the Igbos need to assess themselves and realize that they are the cause of their problems. I keep saying this, that when we leave Nigeria and go to any community or any nation in the world, we will respect the norms and the culture of those places. You don't say because you probably invested in the place you live, or you disrespect their culture, or you leave, or you break their laws, you know, or you do, or you make utterances that suggest your tribal inclination, or probably you trying to dominate an area. It causes resent. It causes, you know, pullback. And in a democracy, if the idea of us living together, you know, would bear more fruit for all of us, we all need to understand that democracy is about selling. It's about selling your ideas, selling your solutions. And thank God that the present president of Nigeria signed or assented to a bill from the National Assembly, which is the game changer for Nigeria, where the government at the subnational level can build some level of infrastructure that were not possible before without the permission of the federal government. Now the subnationals have the assets and privileges to do so. In the scheme of things, really, what is going to happen right now is the fact that I appeal to everyone who is ascribing themselves to the indigenous people of Biafra to shield their sword and commit to a new Nigeria. I was in a church service, and at the entrance, an Igbo man was speaking in Igbo, saying precisely that Nigeria owe me big one. And I looked at him. I didn't want to utter any word, but I felt like, you can't lead a nation that you are less appreciative of. You can't lead a nation that you want to destroy, that you want to see destroyed. You can't lead a nation that you hate and detest. You can't lead a nation, or you can't lead anything that you choose not to appreciate or respect or to honor. You can't lead a nation where what you do is to always try to undermine other tribes. Really, I think that the Igbos try to play the victim card, but really, the Civil War was a one-time event over the years, and the Civil War was caused by the move of a member of the Igbo community. And the truth about it is this: we all need to understand that the nation itself, based on what I heard, I understand that even the president wanted or suggested an Igbo leadership after his first term or second term or so, when he visited the southeast. And what did you do? You burned down, that was under the APC, you rejected the APC in the southeast. You know, and now the president-elect is of the APC. And I think that for the first time in the history of Nigerian elections, everything that had decided elections in the past, none of them could decide an election, this election rather. I really do believe that if Biafra or the people of the Southeast would realize that there is a sovereign government above their regional interest, if you really want the best for your region, no government has done more for the Southeast than this present administration, the second Niger Bridge, and so many projects. They built the Enugu Airport. So many things like that. And I need to understand, I need to understand that so many highways have been done that we're not beneficiary of that region because you are a PDP dominated region. But that has changed now. But the fact that once any candidate of any party becomes a president, is no longer a partisan. His job is to relinquish the duties or to dispense the duties of the leader of the nation. So I really need you to understand something. If really you are listening to me and you are a firm believer of equity, fairness, and justice, I do believe that the entire Igbo region or Biafra region need to heal and commit to a united Nigeria. First thing first, the Southeast has what it takes to also become a developed region. Every region can take their destiny at their hands. I'll be taking different episodes on different regions. Next one is Oduduwa and sovereignty. But I need my brothers and sisters in the Southeast to understand something. It's easier to come to the table when you don't detest the land in which you want to prosper, in which you want to lead, or you want to contribute leadership to. It's easier to come to the table and be appreciated when your region is developed. It's easier to say you want to have a nation that works for all when your state work for all, that live even amongst yourself. There is hatred, there is tribal division even among the Biafra community. So I need to understand something. If you try these things and it fails, then you are free to agitate towards Biafra. If you submit to any Nigeria and develop your region, let me tell you for free, no right-thinking Nigerian would see any trailblazing region and will not vote for them. Even as much as the South it is not as developed as the Southwest or even the North, people still advocated for your candidate because of equity, which is sentimental. Still, you called another race rascals. I really do think that respect is mutual. If you want to impact or be a valuable contributor to the national development of a nation, you need to respect everybody. Even whenever you find yourself in any community that is not yours, you need to respect their rules and regulations, because they can't come to your community and violate you. They can't. Yorubas cannot come to the Southeast and violate you. The Northerners cannot come to the Southeast and violate you. What is yours is yours. So really, we have a nation to build, we have a future to build, we have lives to transform, we have collective prosperity to be shared. Do you bury that at the altar of sentiments of Biafra? I really do think that God's plan for Nigeria is a united nation. We are better together. We can prosper together than creating unnecessary biases. Nobody eats the Igbos. The Igbos create the narrative that they are hated. Across the world, we are so blessed with different leadership roles. But what you have failed to understand is that at home, you have failed to have a good political relationship with all stakeholders. Democracy is about vox populi vox dei. It's about the numbers that you can convince to vote for you. Outside of that, there's no it, there's no love. It's vox populi vox dei. So I've been able to just shed light on the fact that we need to understand that our sovereignty is sacrosanct. And I believe that every region is going to protect their sovereignty as contained in Nigerian constitution against the ideologies of Biafra. If you really care about Biafra, all you focus on is having a prosperous and developed region for your people, for the people that will come here after you and the children are born. After that, there is nothing else, really. I see the Biafra agitation as greedy, as people who are thinking of leadership is about service. You think about yourself. Leadership is about sacrificial living. If you are sacrificial enough, your regional development will be sacrosanct. So I'm not here to put out any judgment on anybody or probably castigate any line of thought. Everybody has their freedom to think what they think, to behave the way they behave. But I need to understand that if you behave contrary to Nigerian constitution, they would try all they could to protect the sovereignty. It's the job of the government. All you need to do is to hold your regional government accountable to provide the best of leadership by participating, by demanding for accountability, by ensuring that the region provides good leadership over time. There's been changes and developments as well, and the goal of democracy is continuous development. So I hope I've been able to just shed light on the fact that Nigeria is a sovereign state. Yes, you can have Biafra agendas based on regional development, not for fighting different tribal battles and which every tribe will want to defend themselves against such. So respect is mutual, and every one of us has to see ourselves as valuable. The human life is not a respecter, or is not respected by poverty, by socio-economical developments. Those things don't respect where you come from. So does national development. So we all need to understand that all hands are needed on deck. You are gifted and unique in your own way. Apply yourselves to your region. Apply yourselves to wherever you find yourself. And stop every attempt of divisive movements. Nigeria doesn't need that at this time. So here's me wishing you a new era in a new Nigeria, where everyone enjoys what it is to have equity, justice, and fairness. Cheers to the greatness of a new Nigeria. God bless you.